So how do we start this thing? Let's see.
If you've got a website, you need a system to manage your content, Drupal. If you want to build a web application, you've got to download Drupal. Drupal, 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 Drupal. You need a system to manage your content, Drupal. If you want to build a web application, you've got to download Drupal. Drupal, 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 Drupal.
That's the first time I think I've actually been like in a room with other people hearing that, and it's embarrassing. it's March 23rd, 2007, and it's the Drupal podcast in front of a live studio audience at Yahoo in Sunnyvale, California. I faded out, yeah. See, this is the secret to doing a podcast. You want to get a good, like, 5 to 10 minutes of, you know, just nothing, really, in there. And, well, here we are. We did this in Brussels. When was that?
September 2006.
He's from Belgium.
And that's supposed to explain anything?
No. And now we're doing it here because it was such a success. I guess it was a success there. It filled, you know, an hour. So in that way, it was a success. I'm Jeff Robbins from Lullabot, and I've got a panel of Drupal experts and or celebrities up here.
Or both.
We'll start at this end. We've got Moshe Weitzman from Boston, Massachusetts, who's been doing some work with Lullabot recently and is, what, user 6 on Drupal.org?
23.
Oh, yeah. Well, I... Sorry.
Well, there's more of a story behind that. See, drop.org is the official Drupal site, and user IDs, when you get that low, have no meaning.
Yeah, but, you know, still you could flaunt it. You're probably the lowest numbered consultant.
Well, the Europeans wake up earlier than I did. So, like, that day when Drupal.org went live, I wasn't awake to get user ID number 2 or 3 or whatever was available. So.
I still think you're cool.
Thank you.
We have Bradley Greenwood from Yahoo. Brad was highly instrumental in helping this thing to come together, and we want to thank him.
You're welcome.
Stephen Wittens, who's working for Bright, mm-hmm. And living in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, these days.
Yes.
And he's formerly from Belgium. And
so.
Well, he was at the last conference because it was, like, near his home. And James Walker, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We have a good Canadian representation here.
Indeed.
Also of Bright, co-founder of Bright.
Co-founder.
And
that's awesome.
And Drupal Rockstar. Matt Westgate. From Lullabot. You may have heard him on the podcast before. And Karoli Nagisi, who's... Woo-hoo. I start into his name and I get about halfway through it and I think that I don't even know why I bothered.
Say your name.
We call him CHX. We call him Charlie.
That works.
And what do you call yourself?
My real name is Karo Négyesi, but usually I just Charlie works. And actually, when I will get to Vancouver, I will change my name officially to Charlie.
Really?
Yes, of course.
Everyone's moving to Vancouver.
Yes. I just got news from the Canadian authorities that my job application will be judged in 5 to 7 weeks, so please cross your fingers for me.
Exciting. Let's talk to Brad a little bit more about how this whole thing came together. I mean, how is it that we find ourselves here on the Yahoo campus?
Well, a big part
with
of
this
that
little
was me.
Drupal thing that we do.
Rasmus started it off. So Rasmus came to me and said, you know, these guys want to really put something together, and he came to me knowing I'm the largest Drupal geek in the company, and I said, of course, yes, I'll put it together, knowing that very little about corporate events putting stuff together, right? So I thought we had the corporate sponsor to put this together, but unfortunately, I had to go to 15, 20 groups around the company to talk to for different things, facilities and legal, PR. You know, I've done this outside of corporations before, and it's nothing but the red tape you have to go through with this. So just getting these agreement forms signed and getting funding for food or whatever, right? So it all kind of came together in the last 2 weeks. We got this Wi-Fi network up, and you having a good time?
Yes! And people have been saying great things about the Wi-Fi. It's like really fast, and you can download things really fast, like giant torrents of information.
Yeah. He's going to take the pipe off in about half an hour, so if you guys have your torrents stuff ready, half an hour is the time to start downloading. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much, and of course to Rasmus. Laydorf, is that, am I pronouncing it correctly?
I say Lurdorf, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well, you know.
Home the big R, you know. I mean, everybody, he's the god around here.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Rasmus, for those of you who don't know, is the founder of the PHP project and head honcho therein. And yes. So it's really an honor to...
He was a keynote speaker.
Here. Even be on the radar. So, yeah, he did a talk here. We should talk, maybe go around and talk a little bit about sort of, you know, do a little wrap-up of the conference. So for those of you listening at home who weren't able to make it to Sunnyvale, you missed 2 days of hot open-source CMS action, which seemed to be sort of dominated, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your... angle of looking at things, yeah, based on your orientation, dominated by Drupal, and we apologize to the other CMSs if they felt alienated, but it's just how it happened. So
we tried.
We represented according to population and what people wanted, really. Don't you think? Like the number of Joomla attendees was representative of the number of sessions that they had, or no?
Yeah, but. I don't know if it's representative of the number of Joomla people in the world.
Well, there's a registration form, and you got to get to it, you know?
Like. You had to see that posting on Drupal.org and get it. And I don't know why they didn't see it.
It was on Dig.
Yeah, no, it was, yes. And, yes, well, certainly.
All right.
So, let's start with Moshe. You led a little Drupal retrospective. Everyone got a little teary and, you know.
I led a fun session, I think. A lot of the sessions were like trying to cram knowledge into your head and a little bit like Drupal school. And so I did a different sort of thing and went through the last 6 years of Drupal and paused at some of the highlights and some of the lowlights for all of us. And some of the fun times and some of the not-so-fun times, and gave people credit for the bad and good things they did. And we had a lot of laughs and good times there. The slides for my presentation are going to be wherever we put slides for this conference. So people can check that out. There's lots of hyperlinks in the slides, so you can go and see the detail on the last 6 years. And I think it's actually, that slideshow is a contribution to the community over, you know, that I don't know that anyone's done. It's like... Here's the formative years, so I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's funny. I guess it's sort of a feeling of maturity to be able to look back, you know, get nostalgic. feel like an old man. You know.
I remember when. Remember when there was only 12 people. I remember when I was user 23.
He's still user 25 now.
Did you get to go to anything, Brad?
Yeah, went to a few of them, actually. I went to, I had to support the Yahoo products, right? So I had to, my boys, the YUI.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
You guys are all missing Flickr right now, though, and that's a killer one. So
What's Flickr?
Hey, come on.
But, have you seen the How to Build Flickr in Drupal? No.
On the website?
But, you know, I'm most interested in the performance stuff, but I'm going all day tomorrow. I hope you guys are getting to that one, too. That's going to be going all day tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we're doing a performance and scalability seminar tomorrow at the Sheraton down the road, benefit for the brand new Drupal Association. Send them some money.
So I'll get my session time then.
Yes, you will. Yeah. So yeah, Yahoo had a splattering of Yahooism stuff throughout, and yep. Some interesting things. Talk about Yahoo user interface and the pipes, right? Pipes, and then yeah. Rasmus is. A current Yahoo property, right?
Yep.
And Flickr, and so on and so forth. So yeah, that's cool. I think it's so great that I just said this 2 minutes ago, but I'm gonna say it again. I think it's so great that Yahoo was able to host this and so generous. We got food, and drinks, and
apples.
There's air conditioning. It's all just wonderful. Yep. How about you, Stephen? You taught people how to design things? And
yeah, I did a session on design for geeks and one on jQuery, which was actually pretty much the same talk as the one I did in Brussels, but on a different continent. My main thing about the conference is that there's way too many people, and I feel like I haven't talked to anyone yet.
Yeah, that happens. We need to make this like
a week-long
retreat.
Yes!
Someplace particularly sunny and...
Drupal camp. For real.
Yeah, for real, man. How about you, James? It's a really cool open ID thing, right?
Yeah, so I got to follow Rasmus, which is always fun to do. talked about open ID. I think based on feedback, got a couple people excited. There wasn't quite the representation in the audience from non-Drupal people. Just kind of hoping for. I was hoping to stir up some other projects to get excited.
Bring people together.
Well, that's what the
synergy
is about, yeah. But I think at least the Drupal people are excited, and hopefully once we launch Drupal 6 with some OpenID stuff in core, we can help get that ball rolling and take over the world.
Wow. And Matt Westgate, you've got a book.
Yeah, I spoke on nothing at the conference. really enjoyed that.
Well, you have been high, I know, because, you know, I work with you.
Yeah, and you barely see me.
Exactly. Matt, you've been... highly absorbed by his book writing, which just recently wrapped up.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't even actually know what we're applauding for yet, but we expect good things.
It's Drupal in the form of haikus. I appreciate that.
If you enjoy learning and you enjoy haikus, then that'll be out when.
It's going to be out in roughly 2 weeks, and it's the Professional Developer's Guide to Drupal, 23 chapters of more Drupal than you probably want to know. But,
everyone wants to know.
But yeah, it's good. John Van Dyke and I cranked it out. We submitted the last chapter yesterday afternoon. So thanks, OSCMS.
And Charlie?
Well, I had a talk about the new menu system, which progresses really nicely. I was able even to code some parts of it. It doesn't work quite yet, those new parts, but they will. I had some part of the internalization talk and in the form API talk. But what was most interesting for me is to meet Jeff Eaton finally, talk with the... with the people in person. We had discussions that that were more productive in person than could have been in a month through the internet. It was extremely good to meet in person once again.
Well, that's
Jeff Eaton. Woo!
Well, Oh my gosh, the Jeff Eaton fan club is here. They've got, for people who can't see this, they've got banners.
And look at the hat.
Yeah, hats. They've got the Jeff Eaton face masks. And
get that man on the microphone.
This is the thing about these conferences is I think people sort of look at it and evaluate it oftentimes based on the sessions, that are happening and the sort of classes and sort of look at it as a, you know, what am I going to be able to learn? What am I going to be able to get from this? But I think just sort of being in the same room as a lot of these people that you've only sort of had virtual experience with before is a huge thing that doesn't really get thought about so much. And sometimes you even get here and you feel like I didn't get a chance to talk to anybody, but maybe you had a 10-20 second conversation with someone and they pop up and you think, oh, okay, I know who that person is. And it sort of becomes the seed of something that goes on. Was that not a conversation starter?
I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Everybody's looking at me like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it was actually one thing I was thinking in the retrospective that Moshe did when he was talking about the first ever meetup in Antwerp. And it was people that had been working together for 2, 3, 4 years. And, you know, a lot was done in Drupal during that time. But we all got together for 3 days in a room without windows. And, I mean, it just seemed like 6 months' worth of work happened in 3 days.
Yes.
And it was, and now, you know, I mean, you know, you got to meet and drink beer and drink beer. And
it's socializing.
And it was a kind of bonding for the community.
And there's always that hump of getting over where you have to figure out how to pronounce someone's name that you've only actually ever read it, or you talk to them for about 20 minutes and then you realize, like, oh, you're Garbly Harb. You know, like, oh, your real name's John.
Yeah.
Wow.
We do need some kind of mapping system between real names and online names.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It seems like we have the tools to solve that problem.
It takes a certain amount of research. I don't know. I mean, James was talking about personal branding, you know. Get your thing and go with it. I don't know, maybe it's part of the open ID thing, you know. It's me and
that's who I am. It's word.
Yeah. My street name. My online moniker and stuff like that. So let's see. So what should we talk about?
I'd like to hear more about Yahoo and your use of Drupal here and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so we did we say thank you, but why the hell would you care about Drupal?
What can we tell him, Rasmus?
Rasmus, come here.
They made us sign a legal document that said, well,
say non-disclosure.
No, I don't. I'm kidding. So,
well, I could tell people what I tell people, and maybe I.
Well, what do you tell people?
You use for your help system, right?
We do. That's one. So over the last couple of years, I've given about 50 talks now or so about Drupal to different groups around the company. It seems like we get about 10 emails around the company a day, just these internal groups and external groups wanting to learn more about Drupal, how they can use them for their sites. They need to get, it's the same thing over and over. They need to get sites up quick. They know that Drupal is scalable, flexible. You know, it's a proven framework. It's secure. And I keep harping on this to people all over the place, and there's just a lot of positive feedback, especially from this. And that's why we're trying to get these Flickr guys to come out, so you guys can write stuff using their APIs. We can get this in to the application. So then all these groups, internally and externally, will start adopting Drupal more and more. And right now, we've gone from two applications to 20 applications across the company in a matter of 12 months. So it's been really successful internally.
It is a bit infectious, isn't it?
It is. I've had the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
It tastes good.
Yes.
So you don't have to answer this question, but it'd be nice if you did. Do you have any integration with your corporate login system, or are people logging in to Drupal independently for our
help? So again, what you can't see is that Brad sort of looks at Rasmus, and Rasmus either gives him a very subtle nod or a subtle no. Much like Karl Rove.
I'm not going down.
So what we know is that Drupal, they use it here. They seem to like it and support it, but
it has been customized. Too.
It has been.
We've done
well,
some amazing things with things that do things.
And what we're going to try and get is, you know, Yahoo to start contributing more code to Drupal.
And that's a big initiative over the next few months. We've been so involved trying to get these applications out the door. Now we're going to go through a downtime, and we've got a lot of modules that we're ready to give back. So
I think a lot of people have that. You know, when it comes to crunch time, sort of thinking about, okay, I need to write this in an immaculate way so I can contribute it back and have it be the exemplary code that is expected of... Well, so that I can keep some semblance of respect, you know, that people aren't reading my muck, you know, that margin works for my thing and doesn't. So yep. I understand how that might happen for you. So.
Yep.
Cool. Yep. Right on. Well, I wanted to open it up a little bit and just sort of start a general discussion with the people who are here about kind of like what were your impressions of the conference and. Maybe sort of questions that you're left with or comments you had on what were sort of highlights for you with the conference and just sort of see where it goes.
Or Drupal questions.
This happened in Brussels too, so...
We can wait.
We can wait, and we did, and we will.
We have a speaker here.
Yeah.
This is Barry Jasper.
Hi, Barry.
Hey, Barry.
For the audience. This is my first Drupal conference. I've been working on Drupal for about a year. I've had an excellent time. I really enjoyed meeting all the people that I had the fortune to meet in the Boston area. It's been great. I think Yahoo's been an amazing host. The events run really smoothly. I was a little concerned because the whole fiasco about how many people could come, and I thought it might be a disaster, but it's been flawless, and it was great, and I look forward to Barcelona.
Yes. Cool. You know, you do one, and people say it's flawless, and they're going to expect all of them to be flawless.
Yeah, just for the record, we don't always have Yahoo's budget behind these things.
So what we're trying to do is get Yahoo to buy some property in Barcelona.
Yeah. They just...
Hooray!
Hi, this is Laura Scott, and I can pile on and say it's been a pleasure meeting everybody here. I just want to applaud everybody in this room who works on Drupal, especially Drupal Core. All you guys, you have such great spirit, and it really shows, and it shows in the product, and it shows in the spirit of this conference. You guys are doing some really great stuff, and it's a pleasure to be associated with you in any way. And I've really enjoyed my first conference for or summit or whatever it's called for Drupal here, and looking forward to one.
Great. That's why we come here, for things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
A little ego stroking.
Yeah. It's the only reason we make it good at all, really.
Hi, my name is Angie, or Wojcik, and I just wanted to point out that anybody who had a session or took notes at a session today, if they could please go to drupal.org/events/OSCMS2007 and add a child page there and put a page for their session, and then we can just aggregate everything there. And don't email me, because I'll lose it, so just put it there. Okay, thank you.
To translate that into English, what she's saying is if you go to drupal.org/events/OSCMS2007, is there a hyphen or a dash or any sort of special character in between there?
Nothing.
Just nothing but nothing.
Remember the umlaut.
And then you too can participate virtually by looking at people's presentations. Actually, there's been a lot of video that's been shot here. I know a lot of the video from Belgium made it up onto a video sharing service that we won't mention while we're at Yahoo. and I'm sure that this stuff will make it up onto the web, and probably a good place to go to look to find links to that stuff will be drupal.org/events/OSCMS, nothing, no spaces, 2007.
Hi, my name is Kwame, Drupal veteran from this paragraph, and I'm a brand new, hold on a second.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome to the show. Brand new user, and I literally installed Drupal for the first time on Monday, and I think not only has this conference been excellent, but the people have been most excellent. When I came in, we had a little trouble getting in the doors. They were locked, and a nice Yahoo employee let us in, and the guy I walked up with turned to be a presenter for Joomla, and so I found out a little bit about that. It's just been excellent people, one after the other. I haven't met anyone here that I don't like. Now, immediately, it's only been 2 days.
Would you like us to introduce you to some people who you don't like?
Yeah. Being here to come to the conference sometimes. I'd just like to thank everybody, and especially Greenwood, because he made this happen very close to where I live. And so, various interviews were really low, and I really appreciate that. So, thank you. Round of applause for me.
John Hancock. Nice to meet you.
Did you say your name is John Hancock?
That's right. Now you're
back
to
high school.
Well, I still sell insurance, so, you know. No, I've been working with Drupal for a couple of years now. It's kind of weird. I don't know if you guys are aware of your celebrities and everything in the nerd world, but I'm sure for me, it's sort of this sort of celebrity shock, seeing so many people, Rasmus and Dries and everybody that's, oh my gosh, you know, I see these people online all the time. It's just such an interesting kind of feeling to, you know, to put yourself in that position, you know. This, I'm here for free, this is kind of odd, you know. It's crazy. But I've definitely been trying to make all the rest of the conferences. It's so awesome to be able to put a face with all these names online, you know. Like, she's not coaching anymore, she's...
You could virtually touch her. Great. Well, it's definitely one of the things about the open source is not just a chance to look at the code. It also is sort of a philosophy, and it tends to be that the people who are doing it tend to be very open themselves, and there's a real sharing of not just the code, but the information around the code, and the, you know, and it's often surprising when you see some of the amazing work out there, like Earl's Views work, and that you're able to go up to him, and you figure that, you know, this is like this thing, and yet he's happy to sit down and talk with you about how it works, and, you know, and how to get you involved, and try and make it better. I mean, that's, I think, where we're all coming from. And for people that are sort of new to it, it's oftentimes when you look at it as them, and to come to one of these things and all of a sudden realize that it's us. It's pretty rocking. Anybody? Does anybody have any questions? We've got some people up here, you know, who are highly questionable.
Hi, I'm Eric Hayes. I just had one question. Maybe you guys or even Dries could answer. I was wondering about the Drupal Association, if you guys could talk more about that, what its goals would be, how it would achieve those goals. That'd be cool to know.
Okay. I'll give it a shot. So the Drupal Association the idea was sparked in the summer of last year. And then we worked for a couple of months digging through a lot of legal speak, trying to get a framework out and figuring out what we wanted. The goal of the thing is to support the Drupal project in any way that helps. So by usually it comes down to dealing with money, because that's what we have the most trouble with as, you know, individual hackers. The association is not meant to direct the development of Drupal in any sort of way. So it doesn't have any say over what happens in the next Drupal release. It's a, you know, it's completely independent because the community has always directed the development of Drupal and it's done a great job. So we don't really need any entity for that. But in order to accept donations, for example, and set up large-scale projects, maybe pay people to do some of the less desirable work that needs to be done for Drupal, and organize, obviously organize events, spend money on promotional material, for example. And
infrastructure.
Yeah. Infrastructure is obviously very important for Drupal.org. It's one of the things we've been focusing most on since the beginning of the association. So we've had some discussion. We're working with OSL, the Oregon State University
Open Source Lab.
Thank you. Who generously host our infrastructure. So we've been working on with them to get a plan out. What do we need? What sort of hardware do we need to buy? And to make Drupal.org continue and, you know, keep on serving the community.
And certainly every donation helps with that too.
Yes.
To continue that, keep that going forward.
One of the things we've been talking about here at this conference is having a donate button on Drupal.org, and I think that'll probably happen in the next week or two. So go there and hit the button, see what happens. infrastructure-wise, this is not stuff that just happens. I mean, I think historically when a project is relatively small or a town is really small, you don't need to worry about things like paved roads and all that kind of stuff. But as it grows larger, you need to find people to pave the roads and have that stuff happen. And people don't tend to volunteer to do things like that. And you just need to gather together, raise some money, and let this stuff happen. And there's some really interesting things that I think I've been hearing people talking about, not just, you know, purely hardware and improvements on Drupal.org, but improvements to Drupal itself that are just sort of big tasks that need to be funded. And I think that it's really exciting that the association is together and starting to do that. Dries?
So I think Steven explained it well. We just got started. We had our first board meeting 2 weeks ago or 1 week ago, and one of the first action items will be improving the speed of the Drupal.org website, as well as adding a donate button on the website. We have lots of ideas. We're just getting started, and we expect to get up to speed real soon. Do you have any specific questions or additional questions?
Yeah, when do you start, how do we handle the switch over for what sections used to be handled by volunteers and which will be paid? Will you first look for employees in the volunteer sphere? Will you be advertising or in the usual Craigslist, that sort of thing for folks? I'm just curious.
I'll take that one. So, this is Moshe. So, there's currently zero paid employees for the project, right? And that's the way it's always been. And I don't think that we're looking to pay people anytime soon. So, in a sense, any answer I give you is very hypothetical because we're really not planning on doing that. If we were to start paying people to do things like sysadmin for Drupal.org or, you know, those kinds of projects, we would tend to pick someone who has been doing it and has demonstrated dedication and capability in that role already. So I don't think we would advertise in Craigslist for the kinds of positions that we need to fill. You know, I don't see that happening.
There has been some talk about, I mean, one of the things that happens at these conferences, and again, is sort of this, these things just happen organically, is people coming to look for developers to hire, and potentially, although a rare species, developers coming to look for work. And And there's also been talk about trying to set up some sort of an infrastructure for that on groups.drupal.org. Is this something that I overheard correctly, or did I make this up in
my
sleep?
No, there are different...
Mosh is the maintainer and lead person behind groups.drupal.org, and also the organic groups module that powers groups.drupal.org.
Thanks. yeah, so there are initiatives on that. Last night, I added a new content type on groups.drupal.org, which is a job posting. And so people can go to the site now and post jobs and affiliate them with their local user groups, Toronto or Vancouver or Sunnyvale, and there's job postings now that you can make targeted audiences for. So we, you know, just gained a solution for that, and I think you know, the people who are doing recruiting are going to like that.
So it's like Moshe's list. There's money in that.
There is.
And you don't need to spend any money on design.
Well, Stephen graciously contributed that design.
Oh, well.
The Blue Beach design and group site runs on Drupal.org hardware, so the notion that I get any of this money
well,
is...
Well, I'm just saying.
Unlikely. So job postings exist now. There's this other initiative to have, like, a service provider directory that is part of the membership of the Drupal Association. That's, like... in the alpha stages of thinking of what that's going to look like, but the board has talked about providing that service.
Huh. Cool stuff.
This is Liza from Lullabot. I kind of half just wanted to get on the podcast.
Yeah. So Liza's been working for Lullabot for over a year now and has never been on the podcast.
Yet. Somehow I'm always stuck behind the scenes. But I do want to say that I'm a business director for Lullabot, so I'm not a technical person, and this kind of stuff that you're talking about is stuff that I deal with on an unfortunately daily basis. But I had a conversation with a potential client the other day who was here in the Bay Area and had expressed to me his frustration. He had posted a job listing on Craigslist, and he had not a single person respond to the job posting. So that wasn't necessarily the right way to do it. But I think it's important to note for everyone in the room and for anyone that's listening that there are massive amounts of development work available for anyone that wants to learn Drupal. I think Matt said one time, maybe it was Jeff, if you want to make money, learn Drupal and open a bank account. Which I, honest to God, I think is only slightly an exaggeration. But I think it's important to note that, and this is one of the myths, I think, of any open source software, is that there's not money to be made or money to be had in it. And not to capitalize or to talk about, you know, bringing it down from the ideals. But I think it's important for listeners to know that there's a lot of jobs out there, and I think that the way to do it right now, I think what you're working on, Moshe, is awesome, and that will help a lot of people. But there's a lot of missed connections in that area right now between people that are really trying to find developers, either freelance or full-time in-house developers, and developers that are looking for work. So I think my excuse for talking right now is to just offer a word of encouragement to people, and this is kind of funny coming from a, you know, a Drupal company that's not actually looking for work, but to offer encouragement to people, if you're interested in Drupal and you want to make a living doing it, just keep trying and keep looking, because eventually, if you know what you're doing, you'll get a job.
Yeah, and get involved in the community, because there's huge resource in just connecting with people. It really is about misconnections. Matt, can you think of any good ways that people could learn Drupal? Is there perhaps some sort of a book or something that might be coming out in 2 weeks that people could buy from Amazon.com?
Does someone around here offer training courses?
Well, I guess, yes, Lullabot has training courses as well. And
there's, I mean, but yeah, the connection with people, though, is something that a book can't replace, or that a book can't provide, you know? And certainly, when James was reminiscing back to the days of the first Drupal conference in Antwerp, we didn't care that we didn't see light for 3 days, right? That we were in this stinky basement mapping out the beginnings of CCK, because, like, this was the posse I was hanging out with, you know, albeit in another country for the first couple years of my Drupal existence. And just to be with those people and that kind of energy, you know, that, I mean, you can't replace those connections.
So what we're saying is come to conferences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you can't register. As a footnote, future conferences, we will have more spots.
Yeah. Another great way to meet up. I've been working on getting a growing community in Toronto, and that's been a great place for those potentially missed connections to get made.
Post on Craigslist in Toronto?
No, just to come out to the Toronto user group, right?
Oh, there
you go. To your local user group.
So fly to Toronto.
If you come to Toronto, we've got jobs. but a lot of people, you know, there's a couple of people who have kind of drank that Kool-Aid of if I learn Drupal and open a bank account, I can make money. And they can come out, and there's always, you know, two or three people out that are looking for Drupal developers.
So you're saying this is true?
It happens. I've seen it happen.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I'm
saying. Testify, my brother.
It's not like we couldn't. So what I'm trying to say is that most probably we could give work to 1, 2, or maybe 10 more Drupal developers. So, yeah, I can also testify that there is more than enough work for any number of developers, most probably.
Yeah, there's a lot of people looking for it. Yeah. We did it yesterday. I led a panel on Drupal as an enterprise, you know, class solution. And one of the things that a lot of the larger companies have been a little bit frustrated by and has sort of slowed them down in adopting Drupal is that they have a hard time finding talent. They look and they have a hard time finding people, but it means that you could get a job at MTV or, you know, Now Public or any other sort of those big, you know, companies with a 401k program and that type of thing. Or, you know, just freelance, man. Work in your underwear. Oh, yeah.
Hands off.
Hi, this is Robert Douglas from Oliver, and I wanted to add another way that you can learn to do Drupal. And this is, in my opinion, one of the most significant movements that's been happening in the Drupal world in 2007. And that's the Drupal Dojo. And if you've never heard of that, go to groups.drupal.org/Drupal-dojo. D-O-J-O. Anyway, look for it. And what that is a group of people who are helping each other learn how to do all things with Drupal. And they set up screencasts and Skypecasts where you can listen and watch as somebody who knows how to do something shows everybody else how to do that as well. And they create documentation, and they answer each other's questions. And I think that's a really important thing, and I've never seen anything like it in any other group or project or movement. And I think we've got something very unique with the Drupal Dojo. So that's another way to learn Drupal.
Yeah, and we did a podcast interview with Josh Koenig, who sort of is the figurehead behind the dojo. The man right there. If you go back into the archive of, you know, you're listening to this now, just hit the back button several times, and you'll get to Josh.
I should also mention that another great thing, when you listen to this, it's probably going to be too late to apply, unfortunately, but March 26th is the deadline for students, college students, who want to do sponsored projects working on Drupal. Google is running the Google Summer of Code program, which has been a phenomenal success in the past 2 years, and we're hoping for another home run this year. Go to code.google.com and read about it. We can take your application if you have an idea for a project that you'd like to work on in Drupal. Google will pay students to work on that project during the summer so that they don't have to take a job flipping burgers. You can write code instead, and you get to work with top-rate Drupal mentors who will teach you what they know and turn you into the up-and-coming Drupal ninjas of tomorrow.
Which will then get you a job at Yahoo, of course.
Yes. Oh, the irony.
Hi,
Hi, this is Laura with PingVision. And since we're talking about ways of learning Drupal, one way that hasn't been mentioned but I think is a way that a lot of people have learned so far is through internships. And I'm sure we're not the only company that is looking for interns, paid and unpaid interns, who are interested in learning about Drupal, who have a little programming background and just want to start getting their hands dirty and really learn from doing and working on various different projects where you have specific tasks that need to get done. It's one fabulous way to learn. And because of the demand for services out there, I'm sure we're not the only company that is looking for people who are interested in doing that. I think it's a little difficult for some to manage virtually, but if you do live in an area where there is a Drupal house and you're interested in learning, you might inquire and see if there are opportunities for internship.
Question from the cameraman.
Question so much is, don't forget the old traditional way.
Yes.
Stopping by the support forums and trying to solve other people's problems. If you don't have a project of your own and you're not quite sure how to start, an interesting way to learn about the environment is to see someone else's problem and then try and solve it with as little information as you're often given. Because if you can find the answer in the handbook or at other forum posts and supply that answer, you've helped them. You've gained a little reputation as someone who's working out. You can maybe lead into someone else who has given a very good answer, and you can start tracking some of the guys that give the complex answer. Check them back every week or two and see. One of my favorites is Nevitz, with that username. I mean, I check his tracker about every 2 weeks and say, okay, what cool answers has he given the last couple of days?
You know how I met Matt? He gave me an awesome answer in the forums on Drupal.
Right.
And I said, hey, I got to talk to this guy on the phone. And then we had a little telephone thing for a while and started a company.
But so, I mean, check the forums. If you find a good thing, write it up. So don't forget all the other avenues to participate and gain Drupal karma.
Drupal karma.
And another way to learn is, it's even more old-fashioned. There is a very good handbook, and there is the code. Read them and learn it. It's a bit raw, but really, the advantage of Drupal is, and was always, that the code is very easy to understand. The most important parts are not that big. So it's still a viable way of learning it.
I think definitely. I mean, it's definitely exemplary code and relatively well documented code. And I think for a lot of people who might think, oh, I know a little bit of PHP, but they want me to, I mean, there's just that sort of open source, like, oh, it's documented. Just read the code. The code says what it does. It's PHP. You could practically read it. And, I mean, so. And, but truthfully, I mean, even for those who might be skittish about it, you'd be surprised how much you can find out by reading the code. And it is. It's there's this sort of open thing. The code is written. I mean, there's a lot that I've seen, where people say, okay, well, you've written it in a complicated way. Let's rewrite it as a patch that's a little more simpler and easier for people to understand, which is a different consideration than performance. I mean, obviously, if it's a performance thing and it needs to be written a certain way, that's usually opted for. But if there's some sort of a clearer way of writing it, that's definitely opted for, and so in that way, I think it's relatively grokkable.
So my name is Sam Tressler. I just wanted to throw out there, we've just gone around and named like four or five ways to learn Drupal, which I think is really great. But it's easy when you're listening to these things to say, oh, that's great, but I don't know anything about coding, and I can never do this. So I'd like to start with our own web chick who learned from Google Summer of Code we just mentioned. I know Addison Berry back there from the Drupal Dojo has recently got involved in the documentation team and writing things. I myself, 2 years ago, sat down and read the handbook and looked at the code, like Chuck suggested, and got a lot more involved in it and started to have my own Drupal development freelance coding in my underwear business.
Hooray!
What other, you know, that's just a couple of success stories. Every single one of these paths that was just mentioned is completely doable, and within, if you really work at it, probably less than 6 months to a year, completely plausible for you to have your own business or to be employed by someone at Drupal.
No money down. Act now.
In our new 6 month plan, $29.99.
Yeah, if I could just add my testimony to that. I started in the forums, in the handbook, and writing mile long template pages that had custom stuff in there, totally not the Drupal way. But then I started watching the Drupal Dojo and heard Josh say that, oh, Node.api is like an assembly line, and then something clicked, and now I can go to api.drupal.org, and it all makes sense now. And so it's kind of a, to me, it seemed like one thing built on another as far as the learning curve went, and there were points of threshold and aha moments, you know, along the way that helped me.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that people learn. A lot of people learn by listening, maybe listening to the podcast. People learn by watching, maybe watching the Drupal Dojo, reading the handbook. We need some sort of a tactile, maybe a Braille version or something. Is there a way to learn through smell?
You can just do what I did and break things and then try to figure out what you did.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Learn by panic.
Oh, crap, is that the live site?
Yeah. You learn very fast. And with all that adrenaline in your system, it really sticks with you.
And by the smell of fear.
The smell of fear, yes. Yes, yes. Well, we've spent them. It's this has been a big love-in, hasn't it? So, what really sucked for you about this?
What really sucked for me? Well, there's a lot of things. No,
podcast.
Yeah. The biggest thing that sucks for me at these is they keep getting bigger, which means there's more and more people that I'd love to see, love to talk to, love to hang out with that I just don't see. Yeah, but it's, you know, trappings of being a success, I guess.
Yeah.
Damn that success.
So,
we're also running out of places where we can actually hold these, too.
Yeah, I know. So
Las Vegas Convention Center.
Are you
gambling
on Drupal?
Yeah. It's warm, and there's beaches. They're not real beaches, but there's beaches. There's pirates and tigers.
No more tigers.
No more tigers.
I plan on getting a lot done at a Vegas conference.
At Amsterdam worked out, though.
Yeah. We didn't get a lot done, though.
You're saying we went to Amsterdam and actually got maybe a few things done?
Some things done.
some I don't remember it, but I know that there was some code that came out of there.
Some of us cannot be distracted.
Well, cool. Well, we're pretty much, filling out the time here, so we should just wrap it on up and say goodbye. Do we kiss and blow to the audience? Thanks everybody for coming.
Play the song again.
Oh, should we go out with it? I guess. I don't know. Maybe everyone could just sing it.
With a loud, obnoxious sing-along.
Yeah. Oh, the Drupal song. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, everyone needs to sing this, but I'm not going to sing it. Here it comes.
Because you should harmonize with yourself.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on. I faded out before.
Alternate versions, this kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I'm figuring out how to GPL this song. Is that a possibility?
Creative Anyone? Commons. Yeah.
You know about is Creative Commons the same as GPL? I mean, to put it out. I don't even want attribute. I particularly don't want attribution.
No attribution.
But no, I want to put out the track. I mean, I'll break it down so people can, you know, put it into GarageBand and just make all sorts of horrid, horrid disco versions. I also want to see videos. I want videos because we got to get them up on the you know, shared video services. Yeah, or, you know, if Flickr had moving pictures. Okay, here it comes. Ready? Everybody's going to sing. And wave your beer in the air.
You've got a website. You need a system to manage your content, Drupal. If you want to build a web application, you've got to download Drupal.
Here it comes.
Drupal. You've got a website. You now, need a system to manage your
People. People have referred to it as a cult. And we're not doing ourselves any favors here. I just want you to keep that in mind as you drink the Kool-Aid.
If you want to build a web application,
see, it's the second verse, same as the first. Here we go. It's sticky though. Well, it is what it is. You know, if you want to sell, you know, Alka-Seltzer, you gotta drop some fizz, you know.
That song makes baby Jesus cry. Yes.
You hadn't heard it before, had you, Earl?
No.
You'd actively avoided it. Ah, ha, ha, we got you now. It's going to wake you up in the middle of the night. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming, and we'll see you next time.